Hi everyone, welcome to our third day of our career article in Advanced Studio Classroom. And the title of our job is Land That Job. And the last couple of days we've been talking about different people and their points of view and how to break rules correctly and a new trend in applying for a job. Actually, they call it a novelty, which means it's something new and different. And unusual that something people are doing, and that is making video resumes. And today, I have two people with me to continue our article, and let's start with Pauline. And what stood out to you about yesterday?
Hi, Linda. So glad I could be here for our last day talking about this interesting idea of a video resume. I'm still not fully convinced that I could do it, but I'm very curious to hear if any of our listeners would ever consider it. So if any of you are considering it, you'll have to let us know how it goes. I enjoyed our conversation yesterday about it, and the very last sentence in that article I found particularly enjoyable. It says, "Your goal should be to create a polished production rather than a spontaneous speaking selfie." We all got a kick out of that here in the studio. It's kind of a funny way of saying you don't want to just ramble on with just you looking into the camera, boring people to death, basically. Is we want this to be a polished presentation that really helps you stand out and look like a good candidate for a high-level professional job. So hopefully today we'll find out a little bit more about how to do that. So a video resume could be another tool in your toolkit for getting a job.
And I think along with that, one of the things that stuck out for me yesterday. Hi, everybody. This is Josh. I'm glad to be back talking to you about landing jobs again at the end of this year. One of the things that stuck out for me about this entire discussion about video resumes and whether or not we should do them, and if so, how it would work, is that in yesterday's article, they really made it quite obvious that you have to spend some time and some thought and put some effort into your video resume. But then one of the things that it also said is that, don't forget, you're also going to need to put in a traditional resume as well, so that the people who are looking at your video will have that information there in order to be able to get access to it and scan it quickly. And so I think one of the things that maybe is implied there is that you also have to make sure you put enough work into your traditional resume in order to make sure that that's nice and complete and polished. So there won't be any reasons there for people to just automatically throw you out the window as far as whether or not they're going to give you a job.
Okay, well said. And I'm Linda, and I'm the host today, and I want to welcome you all back. And I think the point that she was trying to make yesterday is that the video should entice an employer to want to learn more about you if you're going to do a video resume. And this word entice, we said yesterday, was persuade, but it also means to persuade someone to do something by offering them something pleasant. Okay, so you want your employer or your prospective employer to find out more about you, and you want it to be kind of in a good way, you know, so you want to make your video very inviting. And you want people to want to listen and watch it. And if you do what Josh said, you know, then hopefully people will.
Exactly. Right.
So we are on page 40 today. This is our last day of our article, and we're going to give you some tips. And we have some experts here that have written about tips for making a video resume. So if you have your advanced magazine with you, want to turn to page 40 or find it on your digital device, and you could read along with us. So why don't we start out by reading the left-hand column above the picture here. We're going to be reading down to line 20.
Number 2. Prepare the set. A good video starts with a perfect set, says Derek Zetto, chief executive of the job search app Workin. Choose a location with minimal background noise and uncluttered backdrop. Do a few test runs for lighting, sound quality, and angle. Just as much as it is important to have a professional set, you also want to make sure you're dressed appropriately for the video. A collared shirt is ideal, especially since the frame will be focused on your face and neck area. Details matter, Seto adds. Look into the camera and not at your surroundings. Pay attention to how fast you're speaking and your tone of voice, he says. Show your smile in your video application, and that will automatically give you brownie points.
So we see here that we need to have a perfect set in order to have a good video. And I think it's interesting, yesterday Pauline was talking about how many people are involved in, you know, helping people get jobs. And here we have another one, and it's on an app called Workin. Have either one of you ever used this app before?
I have never used this app, although I have heard it. So okay. I assume it's something very similar to, like, a LinkedIn, right, where it's like it's an application that also gives you some access to some employers and some databases and allowing them to look at you as well.
Okay, and here we have the chief executive of this job search giving us some advice here. So I think he probably knows what he's talking about. And I really agree with this. I think, you know, you don't want to be distracted by what's behind, right, or by what's going on.
Right. So while on one hand, I have to say, I just kind of roll my eyes when I read this. Oh, great. I have to have a perfect set. Like, that's not already intimidating. But I get what
he's
saying.
It just means a blank wall.
But okay. He has a point. Of course, we don't want random people walking in the background or, like you said, really distracting images in the backdrop. So if I keep it simple in my mind, like you said, just a blank wall, I suppose that is some good advice that needs to be said.
Okay, so it says, it doesn't say no. I think it's kind of interesting. It doesn't say no background noise. It says minimal. Hmm. So you do have to, I don't know. I mean, it kind of sounds like you could do it in a room with some other people if it's kind of quiet. But to me, when I look at the picture here, it's kind of like, whoa, that is a pretty professional looking set. But also it says uncluttered. Okay, so let's take a look at this word. First of all, we usually say cluttered means there's a lot of stuff. So if your room is cluttered, like my kids' rooms used to be and probably still are, that means there is stuff everywhere. Okay, so an uncluttered backdrop. And backdrop just means, we already saw the sentence, you need a perfect set. So the backdrop is what's behind you.
Yeah, and I think one important note with the word cluttered is that it may or may not contain the idea of messy, right? Mm-hmm. So frequently it does contain this idea of messy, and you certainly don't want things to be a mess in your backdrop. You don't want it to look like you're living in a messy living room and giving this talk, right? But it's not just about messiness. It's also about too much stuff in a given area. So that's a particularly important note for this backdrop idea, is that you might have a lovely decor, but if there's just lots of things going on in the background, even if it's orderly stuff, it still could be too much and be too distracting.
Right. And I think that's a good point, because you should be the main thing that people are looking at. And if there are a lot of different things that you can look at, if it's cluttered, you know, you might find, I see from the picture, okay, or from the picture in our magazine, there is actually a picture behind here, which is fine. But if you have like 10 pictures, I know me, I would be looking at each one of them instead of like listening to you, unless you're doing something extremely exciting here. So I think that's what Pauline is talking about. Be careful.
I think this is a very good point too, because if we're talking about having 30 seconds to a minute, but everybody who's watching your video is actually looking at the different pictures in the background, by the time you come to 45 seconds and they have looked at all the pictures and they're back to you, you've said everything that you're going to say, and they're probably not going to rewind it and want to watch it again.
Yeah, make sure your dog doesn't run through.
And Josh said, if he does, you just do another take, right?
Remember that, okay?
Yes.
So, yes, and that is actually the next sentence. Do a few test runs for lighting, so you want to make sure, you know, that your face isn't dark, or for sound quality, and also for angle.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to look like you're trying to obscure your identity, right? This is not one of those situations where the identity is being withheld. You
right.
Want your
Take
face
off the
be-
sunglasses.
Yes. You want them to be able to see you and hear you easily and well.
And also, some people look better, maybe, I feel like, you know, I'm giving modeling tips now, but which way are you going to turn your head? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people look better with their head at a slight angle or something. I learned that from television.
Okay.
So just as much as it's important to have a professional set, what about how you look yourself?
Now, this is a good opportunity to do what we were talking about yesterday, which is tailoring your video to the particular type of job you're looking for. So if you are going to be looking at being an accountant or a lawyer, and you know that this is a high-end, very professional situation, you probably don't want to be in a t-shirt and jeans for your resume video. You're going to want to dress the same way that you would dress for working there, if not even maybe just even bumping it up a little bit past that. So a suit and tie, not inappropriate for that. Now, if for some reason you decided you wanted to do a video resume to be a surf instructor, it probably wouldn't have to be so professional. But if you're doing a video resume, my guess is you're going for a pretty high-level professional job. You want your clothes to match that.
Right, and I thought it was kind of interesting that it says a collared shirt is ideal, okay?
Yeah, that was interesting.
And for those of you who wonder what that is, if you look at all the photos in this article, all of those men are wearing collared shirts as opposed to a teenager. And I wonder if this is also true for women. I mean, you know, I think for women it's a little bit harder. It's never out of style for a woman applying for a job to wear a suit. Okay, but I don't think for a woman it's so necessary to have to wear a collared shirt. What do you think?
This is a good question. I think it does get harder for women to know quite what the standard is going to be for dress. But again, I would think this the most important thing to me is to err on the side of professional, mm-hmm. modest, clean cut, you know, look that's not going to be distracting. Again, as women, I don't want to be wearing something that's going to be over the top in the coloring or just an extreme style.
Right, and jewelry.
I think that's really the point to walk away through this the article, is that you don't want things to be cluttered and you don't want things taking focus away from what it is that you want to present. So if for women then, if you have an outfit that you feel is stylish and professional and won't distract from what you really want to be able to present, then go for it, whether or not it's a collared shirt or not. I would say for guys, for the most part, it's a little bit easier because that's the standard is having a collared shirt. And so the last thing you would want is having somebody looking at you and wondering why you're not wearing a collared shirt.
Right.
But
right.
I think the idea here is just to make sure that what you're wearing isn't going to distract from what you want to present on the video. That also means if you have a little bit of lint on your shirt, you want to make sure you get that off so people aren't looking at it. Why do they have that spot
right.
on their shoulder?
I also think for women, the other thing to remember is the kind of jewelry you're going to wear when you are doing something like that. Because, I mean, if you like a lot of jewelry, you might want to tone it down a little bit. Because that is, I mean, as much as we like it, it could be distracting to who's ever watching it. So that's all about the how you look, especially since, you know, what they're going to be videotaping basically is your face and neck area. Okay, so you can wear your suit coat and wear jeans if you want, but unless you plan on having a full body shot. So those are just like details. But, you know, when you're doing something like this, details are what really matter, what put the whole thing together. And that's the beginning of the next paragraph. Details matter. And what else does he say that we should do here? Look into the camera and not at your surroundings.
Right. Of course, the people who are watching the video want to feel like you're talking to them. That's the whole point of the video, is you're talking to the recruiter, to the person who's making the decisions about whether or not you're going to get an interview. So talk to that camera, talk to that person, not to some other imaginary person or your friend behind the camera who's running it.
Right.
They also say you're supposed to pay attention to your tone of voice. And I think what they really mean here is sometimes when you get excited, the pitch of your voice will really get really high. Sometimes if you show that you're not interested in something, the tone will get kind of low, and you won't really be very clear in your words. So I think they just want you to pay extra careful attention to the way that you're pitching your voice so that it can be clear information that you're getting across.
And remember to smile on the outside as well as on the inside. Okay, it says show your smile in your video application, and that will automatically give you brownie points.
Now, on one hand, I think, again, this seems obvious, but I do think it's a good point since we've been talking a lot about being professional, and it is important to remember, even though you want to show yourself as professional, serious, capable, you don't want to come across as somebody who's so serious that you would be difficult to be around, that you're not somebody who generally has a positive outlook on life. You know, so you want to smile and seem like somebody who is positive and confident while also professional and able to take their job seriously.
Right. And then we have this, well, it's one of our vocabulary focus words, called brownie points, which is actually an idiom. And I haven't heard this one for quite a while. But if you do that, you will get or you will earn or you will score brownie points, which means it's kind of fun. It says you'll get praise or approval for something you've done. But usually when you get brownie points, it means over and above. So you're expected to get like this score, but actually you get a higher one.
That's true. That's usually what I think about when I think of something like this, that you're doing over and above, getting above the top grade is a brownie point.
Yeah, because people like you if you smile. Nobody likes somebody who's sitting there really dour and grim when they're trying to, you know, talk about themselves. So now we're at the top of page 40 in the second column, and we're going to read this entire section now.
Number 3. Sell yourself. Do start with your elevator pitch, highlighting the best of you, says Pardeep Kular, a certified executive coach in Los Angeles. Again, if you only get the first 10 seconds, you want them to showcase something that'll make the viewer want to watch more, he says. Don't waste time rambling about your contact information, education, or experience without first offering your concise pitch. In your description, you also want to include key words that make the viewer's ears pop up and eyes pay attention. They will feel like they need you when you tell them you have these skills. Repeat those important key words if possible. Number 4. Be creative. Don't be afraid to be creative and go the extra mile. Whether that's a skit, a flash mob dance, or showcasing your juggling skills, show them what you've got, Zetto adds. Avoid sounding like you are an answering machine. Ditch the script. A spontaneous pitch is a lot more effective, especially once you already know exactly what you're going to convey, he says.
So here we want to sell ourselves, okay? And we are being given some more tips about how to do that. And I think this is so interesting. Do start with your elevator pitch, highlighting the best of you. And this phrase, even the phrasing of the sentence, do start, means you really need to do this, okay? And with your elevator pitch, I like that. Do you have an elevator pitch?
Ooh.
Does that mean up here?
Had you ever heard that phrase before, Josh? I had never heard it until I read this article.
Well, you know, I've heard of a sales pitch, of course. That's pretty common. So when you're working in sales, your pitch is that, you know, your best shot at getting somebody to buy something from you, right? But I've never actually heard of an elevator pitch.
So it's a brief and persuasive presentation of an idea or sale. So I suppose it means, oftentimes they do say you should start at a higher pitch when you're talking about something in your voice, when you're talking about something more important.
Yeah, and I have heard this concept when I've listened to podcasts on startup businesses and how when they're going to investors that, you know, they have the short amount of time to give their pitch. And maybe they did use this phrase and I just didn't catch it. The idea of an elevator speech or pitch where you're just giving a quick persuasive plug pitch for why they, in that case, if you're talking about a startup, why they should be given money for their new business they're creating. In this case, your elevator pitch is going to be why you are the best person for this job, why you should be considered and hired.
And I think the key here to this whole sentence is highlighting. Highlighting just means a few. It doesn't mean 25. Okay, yes. So you, if you're talking about the best of you, I'm sorry, you do not have 25 best qualities. Okay, so you want to narrow that down a touch, don't you think?
Okay. No, I think it's very important.
And this is from a certified executive coach in Los Angeles. I thought you'd like that, Pauline.
Yeah.
This is, so, again, we have a new person that we're introducing into this field of recruitment and people that are coaches, career coaches, and they're giving more information to us. It says if you only, again, if you only get the first 10 seconds, you want them to showcase something that'll make the viewer want to watch more. So 10 seconds goes by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's just so crazy to me. Although, and I didn't quite get what she was saying until it kept going on with this next part where it says, don't waste time rambling about your contact information, education, or experience without first offering your concise pitch. And I thought, you know what, that's a good point because I'm so used to the paper version of a resume where you always put your education mm-hmm. and your certificates and those kind of things first, that it would probably... My first impulse would be to structure the video in the same way, but that's not really the best way to do it, is what she's saying. She's saying, first of all, just say, this is why I'm going to make your company so happy that you hired me, or something along those nature, along that.
I like the way that they, that this person described it. It says, don't waste time rambling. Mm-hmm. Okay, not that is rambling, but ramble means to talk for a long time, kind of in a confusing kind of way, so people really have to pay attention to get the point, and nobody is going to do that. You know, if you start in with that in the first, your very first introduction, you're just kind of like going on and on and on and on. That is rambling. It's kind of like we do that when we walk, too. Rambling around just means to like walk around aimlessly.
Yeah, without like a particular direction in mind or goal.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But if you're late for work, you are not rambling, right? You're walking very quickly, efficiently mm-hmm. to the place where you have to go.
Right.
And I think with your speech, they're saying you need to have more of that kind of, this is an urgent, very specific thing that you have a goal to communicate and you need to do it well and precisely.
Right. And that's a good word because you just said precisely and it says, without first offering your concise pitch. This is very business-like terminology. If you're giving a pitch about something, it's kind of like in baseball, right? You know, so your pitch is really what you want to sell. And here, what you want to sell is yourself. So you want to give a concise, it means short and clear. You want to say it and not use unnecessary words to sell yourself to this company. You have 10 seconds to do it or I'm turning you off, right? That's kind of what it's saying.
There's not a whole lot of words that
no.
you can use in 10 seconds.
So you better, that's why before yesterday they said be well prepared, you know what you're going to do, record it, have people look at it, do it over and over and over and over again if you need to. But I think it's kind of interesting. We've gone from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. Now we're down to 10 seconds. But it is true. You know, it's like the first paragraph of an essay for college. You know, it takes you about 10 seconds to read that. And here it takes you 10 seconds to get the person's interest.
Well, and again, going back to yesterday where they said, go ahead and send a resume, an actual paper mm-hmm. resume with yours, because you're not going to be able to get everything that you have written down in a resume out onto a video from in the first 10 seconds, or even if you have 3 minutes, which we don't probably suggest. You're probably going to want to go more in that 1 minute, 1.5 minute range. You're not going to be able to cover all of that. So you just want to pick the highlights, like Linda said, push the best parts of you out there, and then hopefully they're so interested that they want to look at your resume a little more closely.
Yeah, that's basically what this next paragraph says, isn't it? It says, in your description, you also want to include keywords that make the viewer's ears pop up and eyes pay attention. And that is the whole point, isn't it? They need you, okay? They will feel like they need you when you tell them you have some skills, right? And that's what we want. We want our prospective employers to think, oh, I need that person on my team.
And it's a little bit of an out-of-the-box kind of approach, isn't
mm-hmm,
it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, I'm qualified to be able to do what you need me to do, to flip it around a little bit, where they're like, oh, no, you, I am the one that you need in order for this to work well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Then you can go on to hear this why. This is why. And notice what it says here. Repeat these important keywords if possible. So you have to determine what they are.
Exactly. I was trying to think, what do you guys think are some keywords you might use?
It depends upon the industry.
That's a good point.
You know. So, you know, if I'm going to be a clown in a show, that's quite different than if I want to be an accountant.
Right.
So I think everybody really needs to think through clearly about this. If you're doing this in a second language, I think it could be challenging, but I don't think it's impossible.
Although, you know, actually, when you said that, I thought, you know, this might actually be the ideal, though, for somebody who this isn't their first language, because you get to script it all out. You get to have lots of people look at it with you to decide whether the language sounds natural, is really doing what you want to do. And then the first time they see you in person and seeing you communicate, you have had total control over. And I think if I were to go and try and apply for a high-end job in Spanish, I would do it this way.
But you have to be able to remember, you have to be able to back that up with reality. So if you can't really talk like that, then you need to be careful because you'll never get the job and your interview will prove it.
That's a good point.
So, you know, I mean, I think our listeners, if you're listening to Advance Magazine, you can do it.
I agree.
You know?
I agree too.
Well, the other point that we want to show here or talk about here is to be creative. So don't be afraid to be creative and go the extra mile. So go the extra mile means what?
What it really means in this case is just putting in a lot of extra work than is expected of you, right? So if you reach the finish line, most people reach the finish line at a certain level, people who go the extra mile will go extra long, put in extra effort, extra work in order to get it done.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter what it is that you're doing. This paragraph says no matter what you're doing, just show them what you've got and a little bit more besides that. So ditch the script. So it means get rid of what you are really going to say, and a spontaneous pitch is a lot more effective. And this really, again, depends upon, you know, the field that you're talking about. So to me, I thought this was pretty interesting and really out of my box, my frame of reference. But I think that it's worth pursuing. And if you're looking at getting a job, you might want to read this again. It has a lot of great vocabulary in it. And see what you come up with a video resume. I would be interested in getting some. And write to us and let us know what you think about this and let us know if you're going to try it. So we hope you'll join us again tomorrow here on Advanced Studio Classroom. We're going to have a different article for you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.